Signal here is actually pretty darn hot. Yeah. Okay. Did I start yet? Hold on. Hello, this is Chris 200 with Audio On Demand. Today is the 20th of September 2007. What is going on today? Well, my last episode, I was going through a top 10 of things I would like to do or would rather be doing a little bit better. I don't know if I'm going to continue that today. We'll see how things turn out here. God dang it. God damn it. Okay. See, today's Thursday. It's pretty warm out today. If any of you are new out there, this is what I call Audio On Demand. What I want to talk about when I want to talk about it. I put in a request yesterday. To become a part of the Freak Network. I believe if you go to TheFreakNetwork.com. What the hell is this? You can check them out. I was just checking a highway sign there. They're in some sort of digital. God damn it. There we go. Some sort of a message about a ramp being closed here. About a mile away from the exit ramp, or on ramp, exit ramp, on ramp to the interstate here in Lincoln, Nebraska. As I was saying, I pretty much do this cast whenever I want to do it, and talk about whatever I want to do, talk about. On my drive to and from work, usually from work, I'm usually in a little bit more talkative mood. On the way home, on the way in, I'm usually racing to get here. And as I said, I put in to be a member of the Freak Network. We'll see where that goes. I don't know if I have the quality that people are looking for in a cast, but you know what? I don't have a whole lot of time when I do get home to cast, so this is how I do it. It's kind of an audio blog type of thing. And I'm merging with traffic here, so if I... Okay, thank you. I stopped talking here. That usually means I've got a car up my ass or somebody won't get going and get out of my way. I pretty much talk about what I want to talk about when I want to talk about it. Usually, some sort of a wrap-up of what I've been listening to, just general things that have been going on. I really don't have a theme. I really have a hard time putting myself in any sort of classification, and that's why I think, being part of the Freak Network, would be a good fit for me. So, Pizza Babe, if you're out there listening, maybe that's why. I don't know. I'm a ninja caster. There's not a whole lot of people that I know that I do this sort of thing. And, why is this Avalon going so damn slow? And, so, consider myself a ninja caster, Corey at the Twisted Pickle. I'm in that group. I haven't pod faded. Been doing this since April, May of 2005. I started my job in Lincoln about March 2005, and in order to pass the time. To and from work, I would listen to podcasts, and so I get an extra hour of, a couple hours, actually, of listening time in, not being bothered by the wife and children, child, yeah. I don't know if I'm necessarily funny, I guess I could run a laugh track. I don't do a lot of production. There are some casts out there that do quite a bit of production. I don't do that. If you're lucky, you get an intro of some sort. Sometimes I just may throw a song on there, or I just may put one of my canned intros on there, and away I go. So, if there's anybody new out there, welcome aboard. I hope I don't bore you too much, and I hope you can deal with some of the road noise that I deal with here, which reminds me, I don't know if I set my effect here. Let's check it out. Okay. Oh, shit. Okay, no. There we go. No. Alright, there we go. Now, what is this set on? We gotta put this up on to... There. That should be better, I think. That's one of the effects that I like to use. I'm not sure what it all has in there, but I think it makes things sound a little bit better. It EQ'd up a little bit. Sounds like there might be just a slight echo. And, anyway, that's the way it goes. So, get around this motorhome. What am I going to talk about today? Well, I don't know. You know, I have actually really been in a fairly good mood compared to the type of mood that I am in traditionally. I'm usually a pretty bitchy person. I usually try and keep the cast upbeat, although from time to time you may find one that is a little more bitchy, flaming, or whatever you want to call it. And I say that a lot. And anyway, I'm traveling back and forth here between Lincoln and Omaha. They are, I don't know what phase or if there are phases, but within a certain period of time, they want to have three lanes in each direction between Omaha and Lincoln. And they're just about halfway, maybe, I don't know, on the Omaha side. They are doing, they have been doing some work on replacing some overpass bridges here and there. One in particular, more towards the Lincoln side. And here recently they started working on bridges that it doesn't look like they're going to tear them down. This one here that I'm approaching, looks like they're going to have to do something with that in order to get it wide enough, you know, for three lanes of traffic. And I don't know all the specs behind it, but and I don't really know what they're doing on some of these exits. And that was just an overpass, no exit or on-ramp or whatever. There's one spot where they're working on an exit on-ramp deal, and I really gotta get around this guy. He's driving me nuts. Okay, there we go. I don't know what they're doing. It looks like they're doing some sort of drainage work. Somewhere here along the ways. I have to slow down for absolutely no reason, other than they have some construction signs in the way, and this and that and the other thing. Like I said, the last few days, I've been in a pretty darn good mood. This week, especially good mood today, I hadn't been in a very good mood. I think it has to do with my sleep. I didn't get to sleep very early last night. It was probably, at least after 11. And, I don't know. Swear so much. I don't know what my deal is today. So anyway, I'm going to try and get to sleep a little bit earlier today than I did last night. We were kind of out and about doing some different things last night that were a little bit out of the ordinary. Actually, this bridge here that I'm going to go under, no exit or on-ramp type of thing, but it's one that they redid. Pretty. The next one I have to slow down on. That one actually has exits. I can see the... Well, I thought I had to slow down earlier, too. Maybe I just blew through that speed zone. Well, this is actually the first time that I'm going to have to slow down. I think there's at least two or three places that I have to slow down. And it gets pretty frustrating when you just want to go down the road. Let's talk about that a little bit. You know, one of the things that really, really jerks my chain on the interstate here are these speeding assholes. I typically like to roll a little bit slower than everybody else. That way I don't have to worry about running into the back end of somebody. And I can just kind of, put the old mind on autopilot, or the driving on autopilot, and not have to worry about running into anybody. And sometimes I end up in the left lane, and I usually, when I am in the left lane, I'm going at the speed limit or slightly above. And what happens is some jackass in the right lane is, you know, trying to speed up a little bit while I'm trying to get around them, and then I may get around them, and then these jackasses from behind stack up behind me, and then automatically get in the right lane, you know, before it's actually really safe, and go around me on the right side, which doesn't allow me to get back over to the right, and that pisses me off. Mm-hmm. So, there. Boy. Let's see, since the last time I talked to you, I took last Friday off. Not sure when the last post was, but, wife had a garage sale and really ticked me off, as garage sales do, especially when they're at my house. Means I gotta clean up my few things that I have scattered about one side of the garage so that she can unload her crap all over the garage and then deal with her crap for the next few months in my garage. I don't have a whole lot of places in the house that I can call my own. They've all been invaded. And I have a small office right off the garage, which of course has been totally invaded. I don't know what to do with some of this junk that my wife puts in there, so it just pretty much stays and gets ground up in the mess in there, and I can't turn around in there, this and that and the other thing, and the same thing in the garage. I end up with several tubs of shit in there that I don't know what to do with. I really wish they would, you know, when they do this garage sale business, get it the hell out of my area. So there you go with that. And I think I came down with a little bit of a mini cold over the weekend, part of this week. I kind of had a sore throat and a cough last weekend, and just ever so slightly, you know. And then this week I've been coughing up some junk and this and that, and a little bit of a cough. I needed to do that. Alright, I'm slowing down again here, but I didn't really speed up from the last slowdown, so as you might have heard, a bit of traffic coming around the side here. And, I don't know. I mowed the lawn last night, trying something different there. Yeah, just what you wanted to hear, some yahoo talking about his lawn. You know, I had some sort of a weed in my lawn that, I'm not quite sure what it was, but I sprayed the hell out of it with this, weed killer stuff. It's not supposed to kill your grass, and I'm not sure if I actually killed some of my grass doing this, because, you know, I cranked it up a little bit. Cranked the, old meter up on the old, hose end sprayer, and I actually used some brush killer, which is basically the same stuff as the weed killer, but you just use a different concentration, I guess. And because that's all I had left, that's what I used. And then I went about and I bought some more. I bought a gallon of this stuff, and it seemed to work pretty good. So what I've been doing, or what I've done the last two times, and I think I probably mowed, I don't know, earlier this week, I would say, maybe Sunday, maybe Monday, I don't know. I really cranked the mower down. I cranked it down to a couple notches and really scalped that baby. And I did the front that way first. And what that did, it was actually, you know, pretty remarkable what it did. I think what it did is it promoted some new growth that, you know, doesn't necessarily get the sun that it usually would, you know, if I cut it at the standard height or the height that I normally cut it at. So it really shot up pretty good. We had a little bit of rain last week, which of course helps, and I usually water things down pretty good during the week. And which reminds me, I probably should turn that down or turn it off completely. And yeah, I had some pretty good growth, so I had to go ahead and mow that front again this week. Yesterday I did that. I went ahead and did the backyard last night also. I didn't do that when I did the front yard earlier this week. And it was a little bit tougher to get through some space, some places there. But I'm actually thinking about killing off a section of that lawn and reseeding it. I don't know. We'll see how that works. I guess I could go down another notch on the old mower and see if it'll chew that up. And then, you know, spray it with some Roundup and then come back through and get some. I have to go get some more grass seed and see if that'll take. I'm not sure how long you have to wait before you do Roundup before you can put seed down, because I think there is some residual that sticks around. You know, I don't know if you have to water it down after a week or so. But anyway, Anyway, that's what I was thinking about. I often talk about the landmarks here, and I just crossed the Platte River Bridge. I'm probably a half mile or maybe a mile down the road. So there's your Platte River landmark for the show today. The new road here looks like it's coming along pretty good. They, I don't know how long it's been. I don't keep track of this stuff very closely. They moved the traffic over to the eastbound lanes a number of weeks ago, and they tore up the eastbound lanes. Or, I'm sorry. They moved the eastbound lanes to the westbound, and the westbound is on the other side of the westbound. And, they took the road out, you know, the next day. Pretty much the whole thing. It looks like they've been filling it in with the dirt, earth, whatever. Looks like they're about done doing that. Looks like everything's about even here. There were some spots here and there that were not so even. They've put in some culverts and stuff. I don't know how that's going to work under the interstate. I don't know how prone this area is here to flooding with the river and that. I know the river floods just about every year in this area. But I've never seen it flood it over the road here, so. So it looks like they might be ready to start pouring some cement here just in time for, you know, the cold weather and the freezing to start happening, so. I'm sure that's going to take them forever to get that poured, but when they do, boy, that'll be nice. They've been working on that darn westbound bridge forever. It seemed like the eastbound bridge did not take that long to do, but I think they had to stop at some point on the westbound bridge for some environmental reason. I don't know, some fish was spawning or something. I don't know. I pretty much had that river and that area there all tore up. I don't know. So now I am starting to leave the construction area here, and I can actually speed up from 55 to 75. So if you hear some acceleration in the background, that's what I'm doing. And there we are, cruising speed again. We're about 24 minutes in. I don't know, I had a desire to talk today, and I'm not really sure what else I have to talk about today. You know, the weather has warmed up a little bit. It was pretty cool this last week or so. Actually, was it Sunday? No, it was Saturday. Friday or Saturday, it was actually pretty darn chilly. And, anyway, I don't think you really care about the weather here in Nebraska. I don't typically talk about this, but I'll talk about it anyway, because I think it's kind of interesting. My wife has been on, let me see, how should I start this story? Last December, or January, I'm not sure, February, earlier in the year, one of the pastors in our church announced that, you know, he was going to be looking for another job. And then he announced that, hey, he got this job, and this will be his last day, and he will be moving to Iowa. And we didn't make it to church on that particular Sunday, but they do have a Monday service. And we went to the Monday service, and there was going to be a little, you know, farewell cake and pie or something like that for this pastor. And he didn't show up on that Monday, and so we never really got to say a farewell or anything like that. And then find out the next weekend or so that he's some of the people in the church recruited him, or I'm not sure how it all played out. Come on, Mr. You know, it's called yield. God, that guy. Anyway, I don't know if he recruited the people or the people recruited him, but he even ended up starting his own church, a new church, in town, and they meet at the, well, I won't say where they meet, but, so, yeah, he didn't go anywhere and ended up taking part of the congregation with him to his new gig. And anyway, then my wife volunteered to be on the search committee for a new pastor. And she's been going to some meetings here and there and around and whatever. And, I'm gonna cough again. She's found out, that there had been, you know, some sort of turmoil or whatever going on in the church between these two pastors and ministers. And, yeah, it turned out to be, you know, some sort of political thing or, dealing with an individual that they really didn't seem to think that fit very well, and how do you deal with this person. And it kind of, you know, it all kind of came out in some of these meetings that, you know, this guy was basically not really fired, but, you know, he wasn't necessarily doing what he was supposed to be doing or whatever. Some people weren't happy with him, so he went out and found another job and this and that. Now he's got his own little gig in town. You know, I don't really have a whole lot of comments on that other than, yeah, it probably wasn't the best thing or, you know, in the best interest of the church. Kind of lied to the church. You know, wasn't quite straightforward. plan, but anyway, the minister, or whatever, that's, you know, in our church now, or whatever, through these meetings, he was, I don't know, talking about something, and then he can't get his VCR to work, at home or something. He's got some sort of cable box. I actually ran into him last night at the church, and kind of went through what he's got hooked up there. Gosh, it sounds like it should work, and he just kind of joked about it and this and that. And evidently, he's got some email problems. He can't check his church mail from home or that. And so I sent him an email last night about that, saying, give me a call if you need some help or whatever. And so anyway, then, you know, that's kind of that end of the story. But this pastor that quit, fired, started his own gig, starting last week, he started posting his, preachings, I guess, on YouTube, which I found pretty funny and entertaining. So, if you go, how do you find him? Try and find my page on StumbleUpon. I'm known as Chris200 there also. And look at some of the things that I've marked cool or discovered or whatever. And you should be able to find his videos there. So it's pretty funny. Pretty funny. Jeez, I hit my exit here 31 minutes in. Wonder what we're going to have for dinner. No, folks, this is it. If you're new here, this is kind of the way I do my things. Don't have a whole lot of time for production, post-production type of stuff. So, I got one more topic, I guess. I have got, just like to tell folks. My radio's running in the background. I drive a vintage Acura, an Acura Legend. Which if you know what that's all about, it's at least over 10 years old. But mine is, almost 2008. Which means my car is 17 years old. I was still in high school when this car was built. I've been out of high school for about 17 years. What the hell is going on here? Anyway, back over in the right lane. See, I've been driving this car, has it been 2 years? It's probably been, it'll be 2 years in February. I kept the old Buick for about a year. Couldn't let her go, but the heater didn't work so well in there, and it was kind of at its, it was well over 200,000 miles on that bad boy. It just kind of hit its critical mass where things were just starting to fall apart with it, and it was time to move on. I had some cash, bought this car from the neighbor. I've had to do some things to this car, of course. We're at 146,000 on this baby. I bought it at 105, I think. That's what happens when you drive about 100 miles a day. Anyway, I don't know how many weeks it's been. It's been several weeks. I've been having some problems with, I've got why they did this in this car, I don't know. The brake lights, if one of them goes out, I've got an indicator on the dash that says, hey, Eddie, you got a brake light out. But it doesn't tell me if I've got a headlight out. Evidently, going forward is not as important as letting others know that you stop. But I think I know what it is. I think the problem I have is with my third light in the back. I got some shit rattling around here. It's my third light in the back. I had to gas up here. Oh, great. I didn't reset my mileage. But anyway, I figured it out that it wasn't working, and it's kind of an intermittent problem. Sometimes the light comes on, sometimes it doesn't. So, anyway, while I was gassing up today, I took the bulb out and kind of wiggled it around, and now it doesn't work. I don't know if it's actually working or not. It's not dark out. So I don't know how the hell I'm going to fix that. I think I got my leaky tire fixed a couple weeks ago. I should go around and check my pressures. Driving as much as I do, you can be somewhat scientific on gas mileage and this and that, and stretching your oil changes a little bit, because I do a lot of highway miles. I've kind of been a firm believer in not obeying the 30,000 mile oil change thing. I think that's just kind of a money thing. My wife's Toyota, it actually says every 6,000 miles to have your oil changed. And this thing, I try and do it about every 5. I'm about 1,000 over from when it says I have 145.6, and I'm at 146, I don't say 5. So I'm just under 4,000 on this oil change. I'll go to 5, maybe 6, depending on how busy I am. It's really a pain in the ass to try and get things done to a car that you depend on so much, especially when you're traveling between two cities. And I had some problems with this car one morning. It was grinding and making all kinds of racket, and I basically had to have the whole rear brake system replaced. And let me tell you what, that was not cheap. This car is not a cheap car to repair. If I would have known now what I know, I probably wouldn't have bought this car. But it's pretty much been a pretty good car. The heater works, the air conditioner works. Body's in fairly good shape. A deer ran into me a while ago, so I do have a dent in the left rear quarter panel, but I haven't got that repaired. I don't know if I will. My wife, I won't go there. So, anyway. Well, I'm about 38 minutes in. That'll be a 38 meg file. And hopefully it's easy to download for you folks. I don't know how fast my server is for folks out there, so. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. It's about 10 after 5. 5 after 5. Coming into the home stretch here. Oh, shit. Oh, triple shit. There's a backup here. I bet you there's an accident. So I am pulling off of this road. maybe I'm going to let the recording run here because I am actually going to do a Yui here, folks. Okay, here we go. Yui turn. Don't hit the curb. Don't hit the curb. Okay. Go straight. Go straight. Make God dang it. Make the light. I was in the right lane. I wanted to turn left. Traffic's backed up for, what am I on here, 90th Street. It's backed up to 84th, so I don't know what that is, 6 or 7 blocks. You know, maybe I can get the wife talked into going to Hy-Vee for dinner. Hy-Vee's a new grocery store we have here in town, and they have a deli and a little sit-down area that you can buy stuff and sit down and have dinner, and it's pretty affordable. The food's okay. It's some days it leaves some things to be desired, but it's all right. Well, that traffic is starting to stack up. Yeah, I'm not going to go that way, folks. We'll let this run. We're going to go take the down, across town, whatever. Green light. Thanks, jerk. You just ran the red. You ran the red, jerk. Okay. Hey, they took that thing out. I don't even know what it was. Looked like some sort of kiln thing. I don't know. South, a nice little neighborhood. Jesus Christ. Scared the hell out of me. There's two bombers going down the road. Woodland Creek. I don't know about that neighborhood. Some nice houses here on the edge. Some cheaper houses out there a ways. Church. Wow, they've done a lot of work to this house. Let's see, where am I at? 90th and Grunther, going into Fillmore. There's a brick house here that had some sort of a house fire in the city. I don't think they did a lot with it right away, and the city was going to tear it down or something. Looks like somebody got their insurance money or something, and they've actually done quite a bit of work there, so it's a nice looking house. I don't think it's, you know, part of this development here. This looks like all these houses are newer. It was probably there before the development came in. It's kind of right on the edge there, right on the corner. Stopping here. We looked at a house when we were shopping for houses in this neighborhood. We had two houses in mind, and our real estate agent actually sold the I think she sold the other house before we bought the house that we bought. She must have known. Jesus, this is really rattling around here. Another stop sign. Here's Sherman Road. Sherman Street. It was Perry Street that we were looking at houses. To tell you the truth, I would have to do a little bit of driving around to find the house. Kind of glad we didn't buy that house because, you know what, it's hard to find. It was a little bit smaller. The yard was a little bit smaller. Everything was a little bit smaller. It wasn't a whole lot cheaper. It was probably a little bit older. Now I'm on Lincoln Street here. And easy. Anyway, now there's the church there. Talked about at least one of the locations. There's two locations for this church here in town. They have the old location and the new location, and I imagine at the new location that there will be a sanctuary built at one time or another, depending on how things go, in the budget and that. And what is back. Sounds like an air raid siren or just a tornado siren or something going off. I'm not sure. So, anyway, I am going to go ahead and shut this down. And we're up to 45 minutes now. So, October 1st, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was telling my wife I should get out and change the sign here. They're going to have a candlelight vigil for DV. Well, if you take those last two letters and switch them around, it really kind of makes a funny sign. So, now that I let you in on it, if it ends up changed, I didn't do it, folks. So I'm not going to do it. And now we're in downtown Papio here. And, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Once again, unless we have some sort of breaking news, as I travel north here on 84th Street, or what do they call it now here in Washington Street. Of course, we have to... It was Washington Street before it was 84th, so we call it Washington, but I call it 84th. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up. This is Chris 200 with Audio On Demand. Hoping to be a new member of the Freak Network. The Pizza Babe grants my wish. Kiss your ring, Pizza Babe. The Pope of the Freak Network. So I'm going to let you go, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Rattle, rattle.